Howdy, folks. Creepy Kentuckian here.
Howdy, I'm Uncle Bill.
Uncle Bill's here as well. And welcome to the July 29th edition. This will be on the July 29th edition of Dead Pit Radio. But currently, right now, we're on the road. It's probably 1 week earlier. We're on the road to Fright Night Film Fest with our new portable studio.
Fuck yeah. I know a lot of people, though, probably didn't think that this was going to happen. Because I didn't think it was going to happen either. But it did. We're here. We're back together.
We're back in the saddle again. And we're just going to see how things go. If we have interviews, they will be spread throughout this show. We're going to, at the very least, have a couple of fans' thoughts on the show and feedback and all that stuff. But it's going to be a hell of a weekend. We're only...
I'm just thinking, I'll be this guy over next week. Is that guy singing over there? What the fuck's he doing?
Yeah, because we do have the new iRig microphone studio for the iPhone. I'm recording all this on the iPhone right now with a microphone. So it should sound slightly better than normal.
So if anybody like drives past us, all they would see is like somebody talking into a microphone over here. They'd be like, what the fuck?
The cool thing about this, Uncle Bill, is this is a condenser microphone exactly like what we use on the show.
Oh, that's neat.
It's not a toy, folks. It's high-tech gadgetry.
This is serious fucking business right here.
That we use here at Dead Pit. So we're going to try to get a couple of interviews. We were going to originally attempt to get another interview with John Carpenter. I will still ask, but that's highly unlikely, I think, because we're only going to stay until Saturday, and then we'll be heading back Saturday evening. And I'm sure he's going to be busy as hell both of those days. So Sunday would be the ideal day to get interviews and shit, but we're still going to try to get a couple.
Yeah, I was sitting here thinking, though, what will we really talk to him about? Because he hasn't done anything other than the last time we talked to him except for the ward.
You'd have to talk to him about the ward.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the whole conversation. I'd be like, so you didn't really write this. You just kind of came on and directed it. And how'd that go?
But you never know. I mean, Ken Daniels is... always, you know, has tried to hook us up with interviews and stuff, so we'll just have to see how it goes. I think that Danny Steinman, we could probably do a little brief thing with him, and you know, we'll just keep you guys posted throughout this show. I don't know how I want to put this together, because this is sort of like an experimental thing, but there's a lot of people at this show we could talk about. This is the first year of the Fandom Fest, which is like the non-horror, you know, other genre folks that they're bringing in, like the Cobra Kai's.
Oh, yeah, the Revenge of the Nerds, the whole, like, friggin' cast, except for, what's that guy's name, Anthony Edwards, I guess?
Yeah, and they're bringing in Henry Winkler, who a lot of folks remember as the Fonz, but he was also... in a horror flick known as Scream that people may remember. He had a decent sized role in that, and then they, of course, the horror aspect of things too is Carpenter is definitely the big guest there, but you know, I know they're bringing back Linda Blair, and there's just so many people here. Like, that's the thing about, like, the first, I was talking to Ken Daniels the other night, the first show we went to was at this same hotel, and seriously had like three or four guests tops, and this show's got what, probably 20,
25, 30
guests.
Yeah, and you think back about who the headliner was at the first show, it was Gunnar Hansen. Nothing, like, no offense to Gunnar Hansen or anything, he's a really nice guy, but I mean, the headliners of this show were fucking John Carpenter and like the Fonz. I mean, that's quite a step forward, really.
Yeah. And thinking back, though, like, they honored Carpenter at that show with an award. And, right. And our mentality at the time, man, fuck, Carpenter ain't never going to do a fucking convention. And, you know, 6 years later, however, it's been like 6 years almost. It's crazy. He's here at this show. And it's going to be a bizarre experience. I'm sure the autograph line, we get in there, we'll probably be rushed around, you know, sign shit. There you go, doodly-doo. But still, it'll be cool to at least meet the guy.
Well, there's numbers, aren't they? Like, that was the deal. There's going to be numbers drawn for, like, specific times or something?
I believe so, yeah. So we'll be able to get that. I'd like to get Carpenter taken care of today, for sure, so we don't have to worry about it, because other people will be easy to get, I think.
Yeah, I don't think anything else will be a problem, but I agree. Because anything could happen between now and tomorrow, too. You never know.
That's true. But, yeah, I mean, this is another thing that we should talk about, too. A lot of people were asking questions. I mean, essentially, at least for the rest of this year, this is the last show we're doing, selling stuff, Dead Pit. I mean, there's a chance I'll be at Scare. I mean, I'll probably be at Scarefest. I just don't have, like, it's a lot of work to me to do these shows anyway, especially if you're doing it by yourself. It's fucking tiring as hell, and it's not fun at all.
That's true. I've never actually had to do one of these shows by myself, but I do know that this show will be the last show that I go to, like, as a guest or anything like that for a long fucking time. I can guarantee that.
Yeah. I mean, I think last year we just got so, and I'm still burnt out from shows, really. We did, like, I know I did, you did five, I did six shows last year. I did one, it's a Whorehound Cincinnati by myself. And these shows are fun and everything, and it's fun talking to the fans and stuff like that, but getting all of the shit prepared and together and hauling it back and forth, and usually these convention centers are hotter than dog ass. It's just a lot of work, so... Yeah, I mean, this is the last show of the year for Dead Pit together, for sure.
Yeah, we were talking about, like, what would be left for, like, in terms of people we would go to meet and things like that. I mean, there's really not anybody. The people that I can think of are out of the top of my head would be Robert Englund or Argento. If those showed up at a convention, I might go to it as, like, a fan or something like that. But other than that, I mean, we've done 16 conventions. You've probably done 17 18 conventions, I don't know which, but, like, I mean...
And all of them, pretty much all of them, we've been guests at, we've had tables at.
Right.
And it's a completely different experience, because you can't really go and look at anything and do anything. I mean, you can, but you can't really stay gone that long, and it's just, it's not, you know, oodles of fun, like a lot of people think.
No, you really kind of tie down to the table, which is what we're going to be doing this weekend, which, I mean... I don't know. We've seen almost everybody that we wanted to meet, and we've done almost anything that you could do at these shows. I mean, in terms of, we've had huge screenings, and had this wedding gone off, I mean, that would have been amazing and stuff, too, at this show, because nobody else would ever be able to say they did that or anything, but it just wasn't meant to be, so, but...
You never can tell. I mean, hell, if you guys want to postpone it until next year, that could be, you might be able to do it next year.
I would never say anything like that, though, because, like, you never know what happened in a year.
All I'm saying is, I mean, that's a possibility, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, anything's possible, but...
Anything could happen in the world of Dead Pits.
It's like Sting. The only thing that's for sure is nothing's for sure.
But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, these are fun shows, and it's fun to... meet up with a lot of the old crowd that you see at these shows and stuff like that. There's going to be quite a few people that we normally see at this show that aren't going to be here, and we'll definitely miss them. But like I said, we're not going to stay the whole weekend. You will hear an update probably on our way back. That'll be how we close out this show. But we're also... going to announce who our big guest is for next week's show, which we'll probably talk about that in a later segment, but, like, we're debuting that down here for people that are come to the show. They'll be able to know who it is first, and it's somebody that we've been trying to get on the damn show for years and years.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. That'll be awesome. We'll talk about that.
So what I'm going to do right now is cut to a break, and we'll just see what's up next here on this special Dead Pit on the Road edition of Fright Night Film Fest 2011.
You know what, Uncle Bill?
Shut your fucking mouth right now.
No. I want to talk about Fast Custom Shirts.
Holy shit. Well, let's talk about it.
FastCustomShirts.com provides some of the best horror t-shirts I have ever fucking seen.
I don't think that you can really fully appreciate how awesome the t-shirts are over at FastCustomShirts.com until you go over to FastCustomShirts.com and look for yourself.
Yeah. The Hitman T-Shirt Joe. The highest quality of shirts that I've actually designed some of them, Uncle Bill. He actually lets the fans design some of the shirts for his site. Who else does that? Who else?
Nobody I know of. But when he's not busy playing with Carmen Offici, he's busy cranking out some of the most high quality fucking shirts that you're going to find this side of any other damn whore t-shirt maker.
Yeah. So check him out. FastCustomShirts.com. The best there is.
The best there was.
And the best there ever will be.
It's a boot respect. Here at Dead Pit Radio, we're only interested in blood, violence, and titties.
For all that and more, head on over to the Dead Pit message board located at deadpit.com.
Talk whore with such illustrious board members as Dick Joy,
Bob Hemmel,
and Mr. Hollandsanus.
So get unleashed.
So you can fuck like a beast.
Over on the deadpit.com.
Might remember me from Halloween and Carrie and Rock and Roll High School and Stripes, and I just think you guys should just totally keep listening to Dead Pit Radio.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing out there tonight? Everybody in Dead Pit Land.
Well, if they're here, they're pretty tired, going broke, and sweating like a pig.
It is insane. We have Dr. Death, Steve Benningfield here.
Yeah, I got better.
The Doctor of Desire. Today, that's Dana's name.
Oh, yes.
And we're testing out the new iRig Mega Studio. You know what I'm talking about? There's Dr. Giggles. Big old boy now.
I know. I mean, he's a husky boy.
So what do you think so far, Steve? The Fright Night Film Fest 2011. Can you believe it? 2011. It feels like we've been doing this shit forever.
Yeah, it feels like we're almost ready to retire.
I think I about am ready to retire.
I agree. It's
only so many of these gothed up looking, you know, people dressed up like Skeletor that I can deal with.
Well, the two ladies in bikinis kind of makes me rejuvenated.
Yeah, they don't belong around here, though. I think they're looking for the Hawaiian Tropic Convention or something.
Either that or they're advertising the local strip club.
Most horror fans don't have a tan of any sort.
Or a belly button ring.
Yeah. I've got a belly button ring. You want to see it?
No, but the thing's like, bong, about ready to pop.
What the fuck you real talk about? So who else we have here? Who else is in the Dead Pit Portable Studio?
Hey, this is Dirty Dave. What's going on?
Like somebody from Eastern Kentucky. And who else?
It's Dana.
So what do you guys think of the show so far?
Well, maybe those girls in the bikini, they weren't looking for a horror convention. They got mixed up with a horror convention.
I'd like to go to one of those.
I can't do that anymore.
Dana would let you go, wouldn't
you? No, I don't want to talk about the girls in bikinis.
Did you show her the picture that I took of you and Tiffany Shepis earlier?
Earlier?
Earlier today?
No, not yet.
Okay, so I'm not supposed to say anything about that.
No, that's going to be a surprise.
Oh. Sorry.
On our 20th wedding anniversary, that was going to be a surprise.
Yeah. So, Like,
how you feeling, CK?
How am I feeling?
Yeah, how are you feeling?
I'm doing okay. It's a Friday. Usually Fridays aren't as, you know, Saturday's the big day. And we've done all right, though. How about you guys?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. We'll keep feeding you that grape ape if you like.
I think I better settle. I better slow down on that because I'm supposed to be going out somewhere and I don't want to act like Joe.
Joe?
I don't want to be looking like, oh. Although Joe's reformed, he's a made man now.
I know. I think he's found the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm going to have to go give him his free DVD that he won. That I'm too cheap to send anybody. See, if I know I'm going to meet him at a convention, why not wait a couple months? What's the difference?
Absolutely.
Saves a couple dollars. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree.
All right. So, Creepy Kentucky in here, Fright Night Film Fest, signing off, doing a little update, because I don't know when the hell I'm going to do another. I ought to go over and ask Dr. Giggles to do an interview.
That would be something to do. I will videotape it.
You know what you could do on these things, though? If you have, like, the HD iPhone, you can use it with your camera and you'd like a little fucking, like, news studio. So, anyway, out and about, doodle-doo. Bye. Hey, Uncle Bill!
Yeah!
How you doing?
I'm good.
You know Dead Pit fans out there? Not a lot of them know about the midweek obliteration.
I thought everybody knew. It's the hottest thing going today.
You can go on Facebook. Check it out on the Dead Pit Universe page. Brand new show almost every damn week. You can hear us bullshitting.
And, in a historical first, there's a new member of Dead Pit. Jesco!
Hey, Jesco.
Hi.
You like joining in on the midweek obliteration every week? You like getting obliterated by two Eastern Kentuckians, don't you?
Lay it down with your sweet, sultry voice.
You obliterate all over my
you
face.
Know, yeah, you know you have a lot of guys that masturbate your voice on a weekly basis now.
Oh, God, it's Jess. Like, oh, it's Jess. She, oh, she's so weak to mail to me.
She's a girl. She likes homos. She's on Dad's pad. That's the perfect girl for me.
I'll just cream a little bit in my pants.
How's that make you feel? You're now like a hillbilly sexual icon.
A hillbilly sexual icon?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
shit.
Goats and yeah. Sisters.
And you can hear all about it. Hey. I asked Jessica some of the nastiest shit known to man almost every week on the Midweek Obliteration, and she answers it, and she has respect for it, don't you?
What the fuck?
She has respect for this question.
Yeah,
I respect.
For me, yeah, telling her about what a blumpkin he is and all that.
Oh, good Lord.
She's going to try that out on Uncle Bill over there.
Ain't nobody touching me when I'm shitting. I don't give a damn what freezing is.
Even if I go in there and be like, hey.
I'll be like, get out. What are you doing?
Like,
you crazy. Pull your dick out of the toilet. Give it to me.
Oh, God. Hear all that on the midweek.
Obliteration.
Yay.
Hi, this is Heather Langenkamp from A Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm just finished my new movie, I Am Nancy, and tune in to deadpit.com for a great interview.
Are you ready for dick? You know my dick is in your jaw. As my penis squirts out, you're screaming and you want some more. I just wanna tell you what I'm feeling as my dick juice goes in your mouth. Never gonna give.
Oh, he's singing.
I don't know. That's what we do, folks.
to keep herself entertained on these rides back, we come up with, like, alternate versions of songs.
Like that. Are you ready for dick?
She said she wasn't, and she opened wide. I'm gonna come in your mouth quick.
Gonna smack you with my dog. Gonna smack you in the face.
So, this is the final update from the Fright Night Film Fest. No, we didn't get any interviews. Wait, what?
Buddy, I think we just need to give up on the concept of trying to do it at these shows, though.
Well, the problem is where we... The original idea was to stay the whole weekend. And I think that we could have done it on Sunday night. But, or Sunday, you know, before the show closed and shit.
I can tell you this with 100% degree of certainty, though, that John Carpenter wouldn't have done one with us.
Probably not. But a few other people probably would have, though. We already did interview with John Carpenter anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, he's a nice enough guy, but you could just tell he was, like, very business-like.
Yeah, he was there for a payday, which is fine. I mean, I'd do the same damn way. Give me money! Oh! Each person I'm seeing is giving me
$30. Give me $30! There's like 500 people.
Yeah, I mean, Saturday, like, we were there Friday, and we, if we thought about it, we probably could have got one or two interviews that day if we'd really, really fucking tried. But there was no chance in hell of us getting hardly any interviews on Saturday. I mean, we were busy as hell the whole time. And I talked to, actually, I talked to Larry Drake about doing an interview, and we probably could have got one with him, but... it was just one of those deals where we're just too fucking preoccupied with other shit at conventions.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we don't ever really get a chance. For one thing, it's loud, and for another thing, there's like always announcements and shit going on that you have to kind of like dodge in order to do these. I just don't think it'll work at a convention like that unless you get like in your own room or something.
Yeah. But this was we were talking like earlier. This show was by far I think it was probably the most successful Fright Night Film Fest show as far as crowd attendance goes. I mean, there's a shit ton of people there today. Like, so much so that you could barely move in the rooms, in whatever room you were in.
Yeah, it was, like, I think by far the biggest crowd that I've ever seen at a Fright Night show, for sure, too. And, there, like you said, there's just really no way to get around people. There were so many people jam-packed in that little friggin' area there that you just could not move.
Yeah. But I still had a fun time. I mean, like, we got to... Our tables were parallel with Tiffany Shepis and our good buddy Danny Steinman.
Yeah. Who was a lovely man to be around.
He was when he was actually awake. Like, actually, I don't know if he was... I don't know what the deal was, but man, he like was I saw a couple of fans actually had to wake him up and shit to get their sub signed.
He was really enjoying taking little cat naps all through the day.
I've never seen anybody do that at a show before, which was bizarre. Now, you know, since we are 100% bullshit free over at deadpit.com, I want to tell you some improvements, since I know the promoter, Ken Daniels. And look, like, no show's going to be perfect at all. I know he's going to move it again next year. My advice would to be everything in one location. That makes it a lot easier on a lot of people. Most notably him. He don't have to fucking run around like a chicken with his head cut off like a gazillion times back and forth.
Right. And, I mean... I don't really have anything bad to say about this show, though, in terms of us. I mean, it was warm in there, but nothing like it was last year or anything. The vendor room was very, very crowded, but I guess that's like a good thing in a lot of ways. And I only met two people this time, which has to be a record for me, like getting autographs or anything. And it was just Carpenter and Larry Drake, which were the two that I was like really like – excited to meet and talk to and stuff like that. So
yeah, we actually got our photo with Carpenter, which I'm hoping to God that Crater can actually get for us. I think that shouldn't be a problem since you gave him the ticket and stuff.
Yeah, he better get it. I'll fucking kill somebody.
So I think that's going to be a legendary photo that you should see on our Facebook page at some point. But Carpenter was like, one thing I noticed about Carpenter is in photos and stuff, he looks like a frail guy. But, like, I don't know, man. I think he's actually, like, in a lot better health than you would think. I mean, I was surprised.
He seemed fine in terms of that and everything. He looks elderly. I mean, even more so than you would imagine him for anybody that age. But let's see. I mean, I guess we should take, like, a rundown real quick. I mean, we only stayed 2 days this time.
Yeah, one night. And another person I met was Dick Wind from Friday Five.
He seemed nice. I don't know what y'all were talking about.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely seemed like a cool guy. It's kind of like, you know, he's done a bunch of these shows, so he knows how the routine goes. And I actually took a photo. He actually had a prop from the movie there. It's his face from the death scene, I think. His death scene in the movie. And I took a photo of that. And I might put that up on my Facebook page, baby. You know what I mean? But yeah, day one on Friday. It's always fun figuring out where the fuck we're at these shows. And my arm was killing me lifting all that shit on that dolly trying to figure out where the fuck we were at.
Yeah, and we find, like, that's the one thing, though, I will say. I mean, it's not a big complaint or anything, but it's like, Jesus, they give you a room or a table number. And our table number is like 11 or whatever. There's nothing on the tables. Like, how the hell are you supposed to, like, know where you're at? There's no, like, numbers or anything on it.
Yeah, we had the same problem at Whorehound.
That's what I'm saying. It always happens at these shows like that. Like, there needs to be a little bit better system. Because I remember a couple shows we've been to. And I think Friday was one of them. They have, like, a mat on there that said your name. Like, Dead Pit or whatever. So you knew that's where you were at. But I don't know. This was just like, I didn't see anything like that.
Yeah. You know, and talking about some other issues, like, you know, the promoters can make the demands, I think, that they should do away with, unless it's a, you know, the professional photo op thing, where you're actually getting, like, a nice, you know, 8x10 photo or something like that. None of the celebrities should be allowed to charge extra for taking a photo with your camera. Like, that is getting to be a trend that is bullshit. And especially if you're already spending $25, $30 on an autograph, and then they're going to turn around and say, oh no, I need $10 more if you want to take a photo with me. Like, god damn. Okay, convention promoters, first of all, these people were paying, like, sometimes, you know, $100-some for VIP tickets to get in the show. They're getting, you know, for each celebrity, $20, $25, $30 per autograph. And then you're going to make them pay again to get a fucking photo taken with the celebrity? Like, too? That's, you know, and choosing your own camera. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not costing them dick.
I heard some people, though, saying, I'm not going to mention any names of these celebrities or anything. One in particular, which I can completely see this guy doing this, but, like, it was like, he was charging $25 for an autograph and $25 for a picture. And we're not talking about a big star here or anything. I mean, we're talking about, you know, a guy that was in one movie as, like, a minor character.
Michael Baldwin.
Goddamn, buddy.
Well, that's... Yeah, I mean, when I heard that, I was like, what the fuck? Like, we had no problem with Michael Baldwell. He was, like, really pissed off that I mentioned that they had CGI spheres in Phantasm IV. Yeah,
whatever, though.
But I have no problem calling that guy out.
Hey, it's true, though. He's charging $25 for an autograph, $25 for a picture, and going out and telling everybody else they should do the same thing. It's like, why? Like, how do you come up with that number that you're actually, like, worth that? And, like, for some reason.
Yeah. I will say this, though. I don't think anybody canceled the show at all. Like, everybody showed up.
No, that was one good thing. There was one single person that wasn't there. I saw the Fonz. shit, I mean, all the big stars, Carpenter was there, Fonz was there, all the people from Dark Knight of Scarecrow were there, all the nerds were there, all the Cobra Kai, everybody. That's got to be a first for me anyway.
Yeah, I mean, because usually, like, it's just sort of a typical thing for these shows. I mean, there's going to be a few people that personal problems, travel problems, whatever, you know,
it's still surreal in some places when you go into a room and, like, William Zabka, the guy who played Johnny, he looks exactly the same. Like, and you're looking at him and it's like, almost like he stepped out of the damn movie and he's just sitting in there, you know.
Yeah, that's another one, like, man, I would have probably just bought 8x10 if I could have got a photo with him or something, but no, he was another one. That's going to be $10 more for a photo with me. I'm sorry.
It's like, no, no, it's not.
When I see that shit, I ain't going to pay, and I urge all you people to don't pay the extra money just to take a photo with somebody.
They are killing us now. They're nickel and dime you to fucking death with all this shit. And it's like... It makes people like me just be like, I don't really give that much of a fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, it has, the greediness of some of these celebrities has turned me off these conventions in a way. Because, and folks, like a lot of the times, and a lot of people want to blame the promoters and stuff like that. A lot of the times it's these celebrities. I mean, we've heard it from numerous sources. Like, if they want to charge extra for you to take a photo with your camera, that's them asking for the extra money, you know?
I don't know who's doing it, honestly. I just wish it would stop. I don't know if it's a promoter thing or a celebrity thing or whatever, but it's stupid. I don't know that.
And the promoters definitely need to sort of get together and be like, look, we're not going to, you cannot charge people. I can understand if, like, all they wanted was a photo, and they weren't going to buy anything from you or something like that. But if they're buying a fucking autograph, and you're also going to make them buy, make them pay to take a photo with their own camera, it's not costing you nothing, and you know it's something, they always use the excuse, oh, you're going to resell it on eBay. No, that's something for their collection of stuff.
The thing I never could understand about that is who gives a shit, even if you did resell it on eBay.
Yeah, but like what I'm saying is a personal photo you take with somebody, how is that going to be worth anything, you know?
It's not. I don't know. It's just another way to get money, though. That's as many ways as they can to get as much possible money out of, like, everything. And it's like that will, though, eventually dry all this shit up because people are just going to be like, this is stupid.
So I would definitely, like, advise the promoters to stay away from that, you know, make that kind of a rule. You can't do that. But, I mean, it's kind of hard to enforce, I guess, with so many guests and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, on to, like, a brighter note. When we get there and, like, pretty much immediately after we set up, we go get Carpenter, like, one after the other. And it was one of those situations where... you're in line. I wasn't in line for that long, probably about 15 minutes or something like that. And he was nice. He was friendly. I can't say anything bad about the way that he was or anything like that. But you only got to talk to him for maybe like 2 minutes, I'd say, at the most. While he was
probably not even that long.
Yeah, while he was signing your thing. And it's like, I mean, there's not anything there to really remember. You got his signature and stuff. But
when I was in line with Carpenter, though, I went there with Barry West of Endurance Productions on YouTube, and Seth Draken was like right in front of me, and Steve and Dana, and I think it was John from Tennessee. They were like on the other side, so there was a lot of people there, like, that were, you know, right in that line. I just wanted to get that done because you never know. Like, sometimes Saturday, some lines can get ridiculous. And I don't think, the one good thing is I don't think the Carpenter line ever got insanely ridiculous, which they seem to manage to take care of that really well.
No, it never did. I don't know why. I guess because they were rushing people through like that. But, yeah, it never got out of hand or anything.
And that was the big thing I wanted to get done, ultimately, because who knows if you're ever going to get the chance to meet Carpenter again. at the end of the day, like, to me, he's a real fucking celebrity. Like, I know some people probably, you know, he's not as mainstream as, I don't know, Samuel L. Jackson or somebody like that. But, like, to me, like, he's a legit celebrity. He's worth money to get an autograph from or to, you know, get a picture with.
I mean, most people off the street, if you went and asked them, I'd say 19 out of 20 people would have no idea who the hell he is even, because people just don't know directors. But in terms of people, like bodies of work and stuff like that, you gotta, he's got to be considered like a horror icon, legend, celebrity. There's no doubt about that. Shit. He's made at least 4 movies that were fucking classics.
And I would say, and they had a few people here that were legit celebrities, I think. Like Henry Winkler was another one.
Which, that was the weirdest part, though, to me. Was like, I would think, I actually think he was the biggest recognizable person there, really. Like, it just across the board, everybody knows who the fuck that guy is. Like, and there was really nobody there. Like, when we walked over there, he was just fucking sitting there. Like, nobody was at his table. Like, maybe one person walked up or something like that, but he was just kind of just sitting around.
See, that was the thing. Like, if they did a deal where you could walk up to him and get an autograph and a photo with him, I might have thought about doing that, you know, but I don't, like, the, and I understand, I mean, these guys have guarantees to meet and stuff like that. But, like, some people don't want to wait around and go through the hassle of, like, getting in line again for a photo opportunity and shit like that, you know.
Yeah, ultimately, you're either, like, a horror fan, or you're just like a fan, I guess, of films and stuff, because really, there's not a lot of horror fans that give like that much of a damn about people like Henry Winkler. They're just not. I mean, you're going to probably go in there to get Carpenter and like the rest of those people, but they just don't, they don't buy stuff like that.
Yeah.
Very narrow, I guess, is what I'm saying.
So I guess for the rest of this, we did meet Larry Drake. I guess we could talk about Larry Drake too.
Larry Drake was fucking awesome. I actually talked to him for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, something like that. Just went over and I asked him. I had the Dr. Giggles comic book and stuff, and I asked him about like how in the hell he ever got involved doing a movie like that. And he basically said that he was doing L.A. Law, and he was just walking across the commissary or whatever where they eat. And they were trying to cast that movie, and somebody saw him dressed up like the retarded guy from L.A. Law and was like, that guy, he could play, like, that character, you know, because he's got to be kind of retarded, but yet kind of, like, you know, a big guy like that, too, the way that the character was played in there. And he was just talking about how he got that and, like, just little stories behind the movie and stuff. Like, they wanted him to be, like, Freddy. That was the point of all that shit, all those one-liners and shit. They were trying to, like, market that character, but it just, of course, didn't work like that. But anyway, he was super nice about everything, like answering questions and stuff.
Yeah, and I actually went up to him a little later, shortly before it closed yesterday, I think. Very cool guy, very nice guy. He is a really big fucking guy now, though, too. Like, we didn't talk about that. I mean, golly, he's put on, I don't know how much weight.
Yeah, he was never like a small guy anyway, though, really.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a big old boy now.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'd asked him, like, I guess because for folks that don't know, this was like his first ever convention, and he had never really signed any autographs or hardly anything. And I'm willing to bet he's probably going to be a regular at these shows now. I mean, you probably see him again. But I'd asked him about the interview, and he seemed to be kind of up for the interviews. Like, you know, you come by through the day, I guess it would have been today, and, you know, I can take 5 minutes and do an interview with you. It's no problem. Just wait for a slow time, you know. And there never really was a slow time, unfortunately. And I tried to get him to do a voiceover, and I guess it's just one of those deals where he doesn't know how, like, convention shit works. And, he was like, oh, that's like, now that's like an endorsement. Now I can't do an endorsement.
Yeah. I just, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
And he was a really nice guy, but it was just like, I guess he just didn't get it. You know, it's not really an endorsement. I just want you fucking like a voiceover. It's no big deal.
Yeah. But he was like, I thought he was really, really nice.
But other than that, we didn't really meet any. I mean, we talked to Tiffany and Danny Steinman. I don't want to be mean or anything. I mean, he was nice to us,
He's just like a. I thought he would be different than what he was. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Well, you should probably leave it at that, too. But he was very nice, though, in talking with me. And he said, you know, I hope that your wife, me and Jess, is okay and all this stuff. So I don't want to, like, give him too bad down the road or anything, but.
No, I mean, he was. I just don't think he should probably be doing conventions. I mean, he seems like he might be in poor health, and I don't know. I mean, it was. I think it was a bad atmosphere for him.
Yeah. What else did we do on Friday, though? Well,
the commentary.
Commentary, yeah. So we go down, and they got the live commentary thing where we're basically. It's just the three of us going over. You know, Friday Five this time, and doing like a live commentary, and it was fun. Those fucking things are always fun, though. I enjoy those more than really anything else when it's just me and you and Felsher and stuff.
And you know, as a bonus, since we didn't have any interviews or anything like that for this week's show, and we're going to make a big return next week, and we're going to be talking about who the guest is for that show. Here in a second. I should probably put that commentary up because I did record it. I mean, I don't know what the quality will be like, but it's another Friday Part 5 commentary.
Yeah, well, the thing is, though, this one's better than all of them because Joe, T-Shirt Joe's drunker and shit and, like, screaming at Felsher throughout the whole thing. Well, most of it until he passes out towards the last hour or so.
So, yeah, I'll put that up as well so you guys have more stuff to listen to. And, I guess we can talk about what we're going to do for next week's show. August the 5th will be the date of that show. We let everybody know at the Friday night show this week who the guest is going to be, Uncle Bill. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, all through the weekend we've been talking to people about this. People seem to be excited about it. We've been trying to get this interview since we started doing the show, really. And it is Heather Langenkamp from Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's right. We finally got Heather. We talked her into doing a show, finally.
We got Langenkamp. We count down to Langenkamp.
We did have a countdown to Langenkamp. Like, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say it was the best interview we've ever done or anything like that. But to me, we never really ever tried to get Robert Englund on the show. And that's the fucking truth. Like, we never really have tried. Maybe we should. She is one person that we have seriously tried and tried and tried and tried to get. I've got emails between me and Tommy Hudson, who's her agent, that go back well over a year with just him. And then we were also calling her Malibu Gum Factory, which I don't even know if she still owns that. There was something like she was telling us something about that at last year's Fright Night, that I think they sold it or something. But we've been trying to get her on the show ever since we started doing interviews and stuff. So it's been like a 5-year process.
Yeah, and never, for whatever reason, never been able to get her on or anything like that. So she finally, I guess it was the I Am Nancy thing. She's got a documentary out, a new documentary called I Am Nancy, where, well, she'll talk about it on there, but like, I guess that was finally what put it over, and I don't really care. I thought it was a good interview, though.
Yeah, it's definitely really, really informative, good interview, very nice. I was surprised how nice she was.
The thing is, though, I mean, somebody like that, we could have really talked to her for about 2 hours. We got in about, what, 45 minutes or something like that?
Yeah.
So there's just way too much stuff to ask about. You have to cut some of that stuff out because you got Nightmare on Elm Street 1, you got 3, you got a new nightmare, then you got the documentary and everything else, like, in between all that. It's just...
Nancy Kerrigan story.
I wish we'd have asked her about that shit.
Why didn't we ask her?
Why? Oh, God, why me? Oh, doo-doo-doo. No shit, though. She does look a lot like Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah, I think Nancy Kerrigan was slightly sexier than her, though, I gotta admit.
Really?
Yeah. Nancy Kerrigan was sexier than her?
I thought so. Back in the day, I don't know about now. Dick hole.
I don't know. I thought she always looked like a horse.
You're mean. But didn't Tonya Harding do like fucking porn or something after that?
Yeah, she did like homemade porn shit, I think. Which is the worst type of porn.
Stuffing hermit crabs up her asshole.
Yeah.
That bitch is fucking stupid. So yeah, I mean, everybody's excited about, like, we were passing out cards and stuff, promoting the Nancy or the Heather Langenkamp interview, and yeah, so get excited, folks.
Right down to it.
But Fright Night Film Fest 2011, like I said, the biggest Fright Night Film Fest ever by far. I don't think there's anything even close to this as far as vastness goes. The amount of people that were in there and just, you know, he had the vendors, man. God damn, I don't know how many fucking vendors he had at this show. It was like packed to the gills.
Yeah, and it was a really, really fun, good show, actually, I thought. I mean, really, today, the only thing we did was just sit at the table and, like, bullshit with people and stuff. And a lot of people came up, which I want to bring this up, too, while we're doing this, though, and gave... Well, not only did they give us, like, baby gifts and stuff, but they also, like... I couldn't tell you how many people asked about Jess and stuff, too, which I thought was awesome.
It warmed your creepy heart.
Well, it is nice to know, I mean, that people actually do give a shit about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like, the people that came up to us, though, some people that we never met before, like, a lot of people we have met before, but I think some of the ones that we've never met, like Barry West came up from YouTube, which is weird. Like, it's always weird meeting people that you watch videos for on YouTube, but he's just like a regular guy, you know. And I think Seth Draken, we'd never met him before.
Yeah, there's several people like that, man. But I want to give, like, special thanks, though, to the following people, I guess. Because these are people that really, like, brought us the baby gifts and stuff, which is really cool. Of course, Abby and James, they actually got us something, which was nice. And Dana bought both of us something. Steve, who, not Steve, not Dana Steve, there's another guy named Steve who is, he's... The low rider guy, slow rider guy on the board.
Slow
rider. Woo! He actually bought us something too. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that came up, and a lot of people that gave us gifts and stuff. I really do thank all of the people. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, another one that we had long conversations with, you especially, was our good buddy Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan, who I still believe. Is the youngest, he's got to be the youngest Dead Pit fan that we have.
Well, he's actually got it, doesn't he have like a sister or something that's like 8 years old?
Yeah, that is weird. That's a weird story about it. But just because of him, like, she's such a huge fan. She's like 9 and listens to the show. But man, like, it's just, it's fucking surreal to me, though, that he's like 15. Okay, and he basically likes all the same type of shit that I like in like my 20s. It's like metal and the 80s horror films and things like that. And I don't know. We did talk for like a long, long time. He's a really, really cool kid. And it was his birthday, and he came out here to see us on his birthday. That was like the thing that he wanted for his birthday, which I thought was really, really awesome.
Yeah, and like he would recite stuff from the show word for word. Like, it's probably one of the most amazing things that I ever saw. Like, we don't have too many people that are that fanatical about the show.
There's a few, but yeah, you don't see them that much. Like, they're few and far in between. But big thanks, though, to Dylan and his buddy for coming over and saying hi to us. I appreciate it.
Just thank everybody, I mean, for coming by and you know, saying hey, and Strebo, and all those guys from the Mutantville plays.
Yeah, they were.
We'll leave somebody out. That's why I'm always hesitant to actually ring out names. Piz Al was there.
The big thing I just wanted to, like, thank people for the gifts and stuff. People actually brought gifts over, so that
free stuff's always good.
Thank you.
So yeah, I mean, I guess that's it. We've run on this update. It's been about 30 minutes, and again, apologize for the interviews, but it was a big, there was no way. It was so goddamn loud, and yeah, I just wanted to pretty much stay stationary most of the day today.
That was a good call, though.
So anyway, until next week when Heather Langenkamp finally appears on Dead Pit Radio, at least her voice does, I'm the Creepy Kentuckian.
I am Uncle Bill.
And you've been listening to Dead Pit.com.